Come on in, everybody, to Tommy's Holiday Camp. This is Arnaldo, your host, and another Friday night of delightful, delicious thrills, spills, fun, and laughter. And I know Laura's used up a lot of those on her show already, so hopefully you left some for me. This is Cows Radio, 107.3 FM on your frequency modulating dial or www.kows.fm. And got a great show coming up in just a few minutes. We have Maggie Martin, of the leader of the Mad Maggies, and her accompanist, guitarist, G-Dub. And so they'll be coming right up. Let's just put on some Maggie Martin off for her latest album, Twine Time.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
We do have Mad Maggie, no, I shouldn't say Maggie Martin of the Mad Maggies, and G-Dub.
That would be me.
Say hello, G-Dub, so they know your name.
Hello, I'm actually here in the flesh.
He's
in Occidental, California.
With his beautiful Loudon guitar. Did I do that right? Loudon. I did it right. You got to have these things. So thank you for having us, Arnold. I'm glad to be back. I remember that I was here about a year ago with Rene de La Prade, who's the one that put us accordion babes up to this pinup calendar. And all.
Yeah.
And it was just about a year ago, so that's very nice to be back.
It is, and it is your month. You're the October babe.
October, yes. In fact, if the listening audience can imagine, there I am in a Rococo outfit. With a tri-corner. Rococo is the period, early 1700s to about 1780 or so. The pirate era. And I've got a tri-corner hat on. And I'm embracing. That's this month.
That was last year.
No, that's this month. Just be quiet over there.
Yeah, last year.
Wait. He plays guitar. No. But visual.
Oh, we're not on next year yet.
No.
Oh, okay. Thinking forward.
Yes, he's already, because we've got another one out already. But at any rate, there I am describing the scene, and I'm embracing this bony fellow, this very bony fellow,
to say the least,
with my accordion. And so it's a great picture. You can check out these things on accordionpinupcalendar.com, or you can of course go to themadmaggies.com and to see if you want to see pictures for this what I'm describing.
And it is well worth seeing.
All right, thank you, Arnold.
Very swashbuckling.
Yes. his swash is buckling. It's funny because I sent out an email.
Stockings.
I just sent out an email to announce that I was coming here, and we've got a show on Sunday in Alameda, and and the new calendars are out, and you can go and look at the pinup babes, right? And I have a tracking system so I can see who opens our emails and stuff. And there they are, all these hits on the pinup. So there you have it. You know, yes.
You strive through life doing your best, and in the end, they want a pinup.
Yeah, it's true. But, you know, it gets them there. So, but it was funny to see. Oh, looky there. Everyone's looking at that. But so you want us to play a little music, I'm thinking.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Okay, well, I'm thinking we'll do a tune from our very first CD. And the tune is called Luna Marie. And it's a We like to say it's a tale of love and whimsy in a cold, dark sky. And moons on her toes, a faraway look in her starry eyes. Luna Marie was the belle of the ball in a town with a lonesome past. Her nights were spent in the cold dark home, dancing to tunes from a bygone time. Her heart was heavy, yet it skipped a beat when she saw the stranger come in. He'd been traveling through on his way to a war when he lost his place in the scheme of things. So he followed the sounds of that honky-tonk band singing la-di-a-di-yay. He found her there in the dimly lit crowd, the light of his life with the dark brown hair. The two started dancing around the worn out floor, and the night soon passed away. Oh, Luna,
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 we're spinning around in a cold dark sky, and loving makes it seem okay. Oh, Luna,
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 we're spinning around in a cold dark sky, and loving makes it seem okay. As they dipped and turned past the rundown memories and the faded looks, between their cares and forgotten dreams, they kissed at every chance. Was it the turn of her ankle or a twist of his fate? The love poem written on a used matchbook. Whatever it was what they had, and they never let it slip away. Oh, Luna,
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 we're spinning around in a cold, dark sky, and loving makes it seem okay. Oh, Luna,
Luna,
Luna. We're spinning around in a cold dark sky, and loving makes it seem okay. We're spinning around in a cold dark sky, and loving makes it seem okay.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh,
Luna Marie.
Luna Marie. Yeah.
Yeah, when you get the moon involved, that's it.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
So that's one of the ones we probably pretty much play that one wherever we go. I should mention that we're usually the Mad Maggies, which is the, our group, is usually about seven, eight players. So it's a big affair.
Yeah.
And so this is just a fraction. This is a mirror, a shadow, or whatever of the.
She's calling you a shadow.
Oh, dear,
that's okay.
No, no,
just
he's
window dressing.
Yeah. Oh no, which I was calling. No, just in general, this is so we're. For us, we're using this sort of wall of sound when we're playing, but yeah. But you had us on a little bit earlier, so
yeah. And what instruments do you have in the band?
Oh, there we go. Well, if we start, we have guitar, bass, and drums, so a regular rhythm section, and then in the front line we have whistle and clarinet. Rhian plays whistle and clarinet. She's a Brit.
Oh.
She talks funny like you do. And then we have Adrian, who plays saxes and also bass clarinet. And we have Johnny Blood, who's our tubist, our sort of amazing, virtuosic tubist. And then there's me. And I think I did that, yes. Yeah, that's seven.
Yeah, it came back around. Yeah.
And we sometimes have had a bone player, a trombone player, but right now we're about at seven.
And, of course, Ruben.
Yes, Ruben here, my gilded accordion. I play a small accordion for anyone who's seen. I play a piano accordion, so it looks like a piano keyboard on one side, but I play a small one. Partly because it's all I need, and it only weighs 15 pounds. I actually played a 26-pound Excelsior for a long, long time. What's the point? And that was much, much larger. This is an 80-bass, 37-key Ruben Weltmeister, and it's been a little stud muffin. I've had it playing it daily for about 9 years, and it's still there. German craftsmanship, I suppose. They still make them it's near the what was the Eastern Germany border, Weltmeister. It's one of the few, it's like us, we only have a few factories in America that are still making instruments.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, here and there. There's, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 So that's...
And now that's a dry...
No, this is very wet.
This
and
is
I
wet
can tell
one.
You, if you
okay.
hear it wet, it's,
let's hear it.
What makes it wet is this one has two reeds, and the reeds are tuned apart. So they're tuned, one is slightly sharper than the other one. So you get this this beating effect. That's like, wah, wah, wah. Here, I'll play it up higher. You'll hear it faster. La, 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 la.
Yeah.
But if I take away the one reed, now this is dry. See, no beating. But yeah. This is tuned in something called a German musette, and it kind of vies with the French musette tuning for being the wettest. And we say wet as accordionists when, depending on how those reeds are tuned, how far apart they're tuned. So the further apart they are, so there's more of that beating, the wetter they are. For Italian jazz accordion players, they'll play a very dry, nothing is, those reeds are all perfectly in tune. I'm not getting too nerdy here, I hope, Arnold. But I like it wet, and what I found is that when you're in a large band with lots of other things going on, is that the wetness actually cuts through. You can hear me, and I think there's a reason. It's like Cajun boxes are wet tuned also. It hits you. It kind of cuts through.
Yeah, just that.
The beating in the sonic space, and I think they did that for getting through the dance halls. You know, when you're up there and you're playing with a fiddle, but if you're there doing mellow jazz and everything's all very much more calm, maybe you can have that other sound. So that's just underscores how fascinating accordions are, that they, you know, all kinds of different tunings, all kinds of different styles that are played with it. Accordions are played everywhere.
Yeah.
And I could go on and on about that.
And when did you, though, first pick up an accordion?
Well, interestingly, or I thought it was interesting, I always loved the sound of it. I had a theater company, which is how I met G-Dub, the love of my life.
Oh.
And that's to make up for that shadow business a few weeks back.
Why I got the calendar wrong.
But I was doing theater, and actually one of the other babes, Roxanne, was in a theater company with me a million years ago. Well, I'll say quite a few years ago. But
back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay.
But a friend that I knew, someone had passed away, a good friend of theirs, and she goes, I got all these instruments. So she gave me three ukuleles, two accordions, and another couple things. And I went, wow, okay, yes. And the one that I fell in love with was an old Hohner Carmen, and it's 1931, October 1931. It has a small little metal plate inside the case. And these are made, at that time, they were made all out of wood. This one is covered with celluloid, and, you know, it's the outer, it's still wood inside, but there's a, you know, this is definitely
encased,
a modern one.
Yeah.
This one's very, very old. It's actually, but I played it. It's how I learned. I learned on that old one with very long, it has very long keyboards. It was a style then. Mm. And one thing led to the other. And then, let's see what did happen. Well, we played it in a few shows. And then I actually went and joined a band in the city called Polka Side.
Of course.
That's a punk polka band that's been like 25 years in the city.
Yeah.
But I played with them for 13 years. So that's where I got my stripes or my notches in my belt or, you know, my street
in your
cred.
Strap, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the street. That was, but I have, I've always written, and it was very exciting to be able to put together. There were different people that I had met and other musicians, and when we got ready to do an album of original stuff, they went, yeah, call me up, I'll come. So one thing led to another. We did one CD. It was so fun that we have now, we're working on our fifth.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so all's good. All's good in Mad Maggie's land.
Indeed. Yeah. You'll listen to Maggie Martin of the Mad Maggies and G-Dub.
Okay, so do you want to play? We play another song.
Yeah.
Then I want to do something where I do a little show and tell because I'm.
Oh yes.
So where what do you got there?
What are we doing?
You'll listen to Cows Radio 107.3 FM. This is Al Noldo, your host of Tommy's Holiday Camp, every Friday night from 7 to 9, and Cows Radio 874-1073.
Well, because it's Friday night, we'll do a tune that's called Friday Night. Friday night is when he asked her, oh, let's dance hand in hand. Without a moment's hesitation, she stepped into his life. Moving closer with each turn, they could sense their togetherness. All she wants is which way to go. Can she follow his touch? He holds her near with such certainty. What else can she say? But I want to surrender. Oh, let me try. Show me once more how you move. It's so nice. She follow his touch. He holds her near with such certainty. What else can she say? But I want to surrender. Oh, let me try. Show me once more how you move. It's so nice.
I'm all done.
No, I think I just said it.
Okay. Did you write that yourself?
In fact, most everything, there's maybe, except our latest CD, which was fun to do. I should mention that. But mostly it's originals. Our last CD, the most recent one, is called Flashbacks, and that was fun to sort of sort through some of the gems from the past. But we're talking far back. far back, like mostly 50s and up to mid 60s. We had one a little bit
loose. Yeah, and mostly not.
Oh, yeah,
and mostly not covered very much.
Not big hits.
But really good songs. And it was worth pulling that thread through. Of course, we gave him the Mad Maggie treatment, but which I thought maybe if you wanted to do something, we were before the we went on air, we were talking with Arnold. We're all big ska fans. Mm. And ska is the precursor to reggae. Reggae is a different feel. In fact, there's ska musicians who didn't like reggae. So it's not, you can't, they blur it all together now, but ska is actually its own thing. But I'm very, very fond of ska. And we actually took a tune called Vitamin A on that CD. It's number 3 and 4 there. But there's a wonderful trumpeter named Baba Brooks. He was a Jamaican. And he was right at the heart of all this happening in the 50s and 60s in Jamaica. And he wrote a song called Vitamin A. And when I first heard it on this odd compilation, I kept hitting the replay. I couldn't, and it really suits our band. So I thought what might be fun is to listen to the Baba Brooks version and then listen to the Mad Maggie's version of Vitamin A, a Jamaican ska from the late 50s, 1950s. Yeah,
sounds great. Let's go right into Baba Brooks and his band, Vitamin A. Thank you. Oh, that was just lovely, Maggie.
Oh, good. Great. Yeah.
Vitamin A.
Vitamin A for us. Yeah. Don't. He's one of those guys, you know. Yeah. That was a bass clarinet at the end of our version of the Vitamin A, if the sound was unusual.
Excellent. By the inimitable Adrian Gormley.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Our fabulous reed player. But so there's a couple ska pieces, one from late 50s and then one current. But there's something there, and you notice there's an accordion in it. No problem. Accordion can play ska, not a problem.
Yeah, it really worked well for me.
Totally fine. That's it's a very versatile instrument. If you can get away from all that cliche, you know, oompa stuff, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that, here's one of my pet peeves. I think I may have even said this to you last year. You have any movie, any travelogue, any documentary, anything, they mention France, and bingo, in comes this accordion playing music. You know that surf tune, right. the cult classic Endless Summer? France. Bing, in comes the, some musette, you know, Poor People of Paris or something. It's just one of those things. It's like, you know, there's other countries that play accordions too, but I don't know why we do that. It's like locked.
It's latched, it is.
Yeah,
it's
locked
true. Together.
So someone's there, true. They are, they're doing the editing, and they go, it's France. Okay, cue the accordion.
But I must admit, when I used to go to France years ago, and they all used to be public owned stations, there weren't any commercials. So you would turn it on, and literally,
There it is. There's the accordion.
So everywhere.
Well, then there you have it.
Up and down the band.
But then, you know, it's the same Austria. There's a lot of
school was and accordions.
Yeah, accordions. Right. I love accordions. It's just those things that what we're trying to do. And this is what's so fun about the Accordion Babes calendar, which is why I get to be here, because I miss October, as I said.
Woo-hoo!
But it's that there's all kinds of things that can be done with accordions and that's what's fun. It's a versatile instrument, and let's break it up a little bit. Let's not have it be a token ethnic thing. You know, let's just have it be a live working instrument.
Well, it has so much. You know, there's so much going on it. That's the thing. Apart from the notes, I remember. You know, it makes a lot of noise just itself. It has its own
that's
character.
That's my Darth Vader. There is.
Ooh.
But
it's definitely a contraption.
Yeah, but someone called it an iron lung, like a wooden lung. I was because right. The way it works is that I have to open the bellows and close them for the air to pass through and go over the reeds. It's like a big harmonica. So you know, a harmonica is these little loose pieces of metal that you when you blow across them, they vibrate, and that's what. But this, I have to blow across them with the bellows. So that's how that works. It's kind of organ technology, actually.
Hmm.
The pushing air over something to make a sound. But hey, you want to play a song? We'll play.
Yeah.
So, you know, the other thing that, since I'm in a talkative mood and you're my victims, I mean, you're the listeners. But along with that whole interest in ska, I'm really interested, which hence why I'm posing in a position with a skeleton on our on the Miss October on the calendar, is that I'm completely fascinated with maritime workers, particularly maybe 1690 to around 1730, this particular, so what some people call the golden age of piracy, if there can be. But really what is interesting to me, it's not the Johnny Depp thing, right? No.
Yeah.
What I'm interested in is that these people were very hardworking, adventurous sorts, the kind of people that would risk, you know, life and limb to go off and see something different. The other thing is that the ships themselves were not exactly luxury, no GPS systems or anything, but they were all kinds of different people on them. They were polyglots. People had to speak different languages. It wasn't like all the Irish sailors sailed together and whoever you could get a crew with. So you've got these very cross-cultural work environments. Wow, that's just so different. Because mostly things were very provincial, you know, you stayed in your village and,
right.
you know, maybe there was a dialect a few towns over that was different, right? But now you've got these adventurers out there, and they were adventuring from the England and Ireland and Scotland over to the
east coast of America down into the Caribbean and back out again. So there we are, years later, you were saying that there you are in London and you're listening to ska, and ska's coming from Jamaica. It just came, made its way back again. And you know all that time that there was music happening from all of these people across, you know, blending or being inspired by, or, you know, there they are drinking. Right. You know, everyone's pulling out their instrument and they're playing together, right? So that kind of thing. So along those lines, la, la, la. But here we're going to play a song that's inspired by the high seas called For the Love of Pete.
Oh, yes.
And this is a pirate, a pirate adventure. But just so you had the backstory, the workings of my wild mind.
Count me in.
Don't. Oh, the news spread fast on Cyrus Spear that Captain Pete had disappeared. They said his bark had run aground and his crew could not be found. He'd gone a-sailing in pursuit of guns and rum and Spanish loot, but anything could happen on the deep, deep blue sea. Now Sally Dugan loved that man despite his tendency to cheat. His love of drink, his rotten temper, his stinky feet and missing teeth. And though she'd never been to sea, she swore to rescue Pete. She bought a sloop and named it Belle and bid her for life farewell, cause anything could happen on the deep, deep blue sea. The first day out, a storm befell upon that poor ship Belle. The second day they lost their way in fog and heavy swells. Undeterred they spent the third mend in line and sail. On the fourth they made some progress till they bumped into that whale. The giant creature slapped his flukes and took a look around, and as he dove beneath the hull he sang a lovely sound. Every hand scanned the sea concerned if his return. That's when they saw the pirate ships coming up astern. Oh for the love, oh for the love, oh for the love, oh for the love. The scoundrels sought to seize Sal's sloop, but in their midst there came a whoosh. The whale exhaled the rogues who spooked their leader, begged a truce. So Sally commandeered their fleet, replete with gold, to Port Royal. There's danger, but there's booty on the deep, deep blue sea. On shore the captain Sally spied two rum-soaked wenches by his side, and in a flash she saw the truth. She'd rather be a mariner than married to that brute. So drink a parties, rest a while, for now we're rich with tales to tell. Tomorrow we'll be back upon the deep, deep blue sea.
Yeah, no artificial means were used in sustaining that note you did there. That was great.
Did you notice that I slowed down?
Yeah, they do
I
that.
Like to watch her turn.
Yeah,
they red.
It's one of those torments. It's just shtick, but it's really fun. Definitely fun.
Let's put G-Dub on the spot, yes. Shall we? So how did you pick up the guitar and meet this scurvy knave?
Oh.
Well, I...
I actually picked up the guitar when I was about 14 years old and kind of dinked away at it for many, many years as just, had a guitar in the living room and, you know, played along the Beatles tunes, and actually I knew a lot of the Beatles tunes, and did that kind of thing, but I never really did it in a band way. You know, it was mostly just around home. I have had a piano, had a guitar, have a little music in the house. And when I was in theater for a long time as an actor, and when I hooked up with Maggie, I told her, maybe that was a mistake, I don't know, but I told her that I played guitar, and it was not long after that she had, not only did she have me play guitar in a show, but she had me write my own music for the two pieces that I was playing in the show with dancers and everything like that. So she's been prodding me all along, and once the band was formed,
inspiring.
And once the band was formed, that was that. So I had to jump into the pit with a bunch of very good high caliber musicians and just hold on. And it's been a long time now, so I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
He's an artist. He's
anyway.
Great.
So that's kind of the making a long story short.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, very excellent. That's a good way of doing it.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Goes work very well together. I like it.
No, we kind of, it's, well, there's nothing more fun than making music, in my opinion, but, well, there's a couple things.
Yeah,
but they're all up in that high, in that very wonderful, the rest of it, huh? I was thinking, I was wondering, a little show and tell. Back to that thing of being, like, all over the world. There it was, my point. There, the mind wanders. That point that I was going on about these polyglots and all these mixed, right, that whole cross-cultural thing, is that music, well, Arnold will remember this. When you listen to the radio stations a long time ago, you'd hear all kinds of stuff.
Right.
You wouldn't hear, like, one thing. So
right. We
could have, we had a bigger, wider... you got exposed to all kinds of different music. You didn't know you were listening to, that's R&B, that's folk, that's country,
right.
That's country western, that's,
It wasn't so genre.
No, it was all, it would be together. You could hear
all
it,
mixed,
which is fun. Because I think what it does is it gives people, I call it big ears, but, bigger or wider ears.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that these Mariners that I'm interested in, they were hearing and seeing different things. It wasn't just your one stuff. So what inspires me, this was my, again, that thing that there's all kinds of fascinating music all over the place. And there's not just one good, let's do something. Okay. Mm. So I had brought in a little bit of... well, we could always do, how about a cumbia? There we go. If we do this one, it's got an accordion in it. Number 6, the cumbia de los locos.
I see it.
And this was from a great CD called Squeezebox Planet, which I was looking today, and it was 1995 that the album was put together, and now you can find it for, out of print, very lot of money, but
yeah.
Squeezebox Planet, great stuff, all over Africa, South America, Sweden, everywhere. Mm. But anyway, this is a cumbia, and cumbia, you may know, it's a dance form.
Oh,
it came from Colombia, but now it's all through the, the minute you hear it, you're going to know, that's a cumbia.
Okay. We'll put that one on the Barbie.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Let's see. Cumbia de los Locos in my wonderful Spanish accent. I do apologize.
You notice that accordion in there? Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's de rigueur in that music, I would say. Without one, they
no,
wouldn't
no,
even
no.
Be able to
do it. You can have. I've heard there's some cumbias with just like clarinets and stuff. So, but I thought keeping it with the theme that we...
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, you listen to Cows Radio. It's 8:05 on a wonderful Friday evening. I hope everyone enjoyed the Occidental Farmers Market. It's all closed down now. It's getting dark earlier. So it goes to the end of the month when Halloween creeps up on us. So everyone get down next week and get your... I bet there'll be pumpkins coming out and all those lovely autumn-coloured vegetables and squash. Yes, indeed. Phone number in the studio, 874-1073, area code 707. We are having a fabulous time with Maggie Martin of the Mad Maggies and G-Dub on the guitar. Yeah.
We were just when you guys were listening to that wonderful song, we were just having a short conversation about how it's nice to keep listening to different kinds of music, and it's a little bit frustrating for the likes of the Mad Maggies, for example, because we play all kinds of different things. In fact, I'll tease when I'm on stage and say something like, "You've just lost control of your iPod," you know, like it's gone into shuffle mode and you don't know what's going to play next. But for me, that's what's more fun. It's more fun to not have this one, you hit one groove and then that's all you play all night long. I like it where you're doing this kind of different stuff. And it's fun to be on a radio station like KOWS where that kind of thing can still happen because, you know, radio often is very, well, it is, it's format radio, right?
Exactly.
I mean, they have that's... very strict, narrow, and you can, you know... Don't veer off from that.
If you even get, I mean, so many are just multiple stations with a broadcast from Houston or somewhere.
Oh, yeah, and they feeds all the different
feeds
stations.
All over the country. I mean, that's just killing individuality.
Yeah, I'm talking about monoculture. We're having monoculture ears, right? That's not, no, don't do it. Okay, well, hey, let's, why don't we do rough music because it's, we're still on the high seas. And then at least we'll take that. So... this is another one from our CD called Skull and Magpies. We're actually working on the follow-up to that, to this CD, More Adventures on the High Seas. And this tune is called Rough Music, and the expression rough music actually is the term for when the sailors were unhappy with the way things were going on the ship. Say they were being mistreated, or there was work, there wasn't enough food, something was wrong. What they would do is at nighttime, they would take the cannonballs that would always be resting on, not resting, but situated on the deck near the cannons. They would take them and other metal objects. They would roll the cannonballs on the decks. This is at nighttime when the lights were down. And they would take other metal objects and hit them against thing and make this kind of sound. And the sound was to tell the captain and the officers that they were not happy. So you've got this very strange sort of John Cage kind of music going on, but really it's signaling, you know, I would imagine that the officers would get a little bit nervous, you know, with this. So this tune is based on, or it's inspired by the idea of rough music. It's called Rough Music, and here we go. I'm a roving man, I ply the waves from Bristol to Benin, from Boston Harbor to Barbados and back again. Side by side I sail and fight with brave and brazen men. Our bond is born of circumstance and the quest for rich fortune. I owe the scratches on my back to a captain drunk with power. His wrath bled all of loyalty and set the crew to sour. We bade our time with firm resolve to carry out the plot. Then one dark night, every hand took to rolling shot. Hey-o, hey-o, heed these sounds of righteous discontent. Hey-o, proper recompense. Of all the women I have known, I'm true to only one. To her I'll bring these silver coins and silks of dark crimson. I'm a roving man, I fly the waves from Bristol to Bunin, from Austin Harbor to Barbados and back again. Discontent. Yes.
Yeah, I could see those guys on those decks there in those squalid conditions.
They were squalid, wicked.
Yeah,
it was the beginning of the labor movement, actually. And some will say that was the beginning of the labor movement.
Yeah, just being so confined on a boat like that, I suppose, and especially if you're going for days or weeks.
No, and the captains,
on the
some
boat.
Captains were like tyrants. They had complete, absolute control, and and they would usually skimp on the food, the food store, so they could carry more cargo. You know, the same old story, right? And that could make you a little irritable. And these were tough people. Oh, my goodness. I keep thinking of how my ancestors, I don't know how they did it. I'm just like, I feel like I'm such a 21st century weenie, you know, how these people did what they did. Okay.
Hello there.
Hello. We're back.
We're back.
Yeah, here I am interrupting. Okay, well, you can't keep a good wild woman down. Okay.
Right.
You know what I was thinking?
Do you get paid extra for that?
I don't know. I just had it. That's a long story. You know, back to that ska thing just for fun. I was wondering if you'd want to do a couple back-to-backs.
Sure.
If you'd like to do that Sweet Lorna, number one on that one I brought you, from our one to do Where To Next, oops, which is our Blue Beat ska piece from Skull and Magpies. It's cut number 12.
Okay, so we'll go from number one to 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for fun, this is, they're not related in what, they're both ska, both ska, ours is inspired thereby, and Sweet Lorna is from, Duke Reed was a producer at the time, you probably know him,
yeah.
He was in the middle of the scene,
right.
And had lots going on, but I don't know why, I just like the Sweet Lorna, and then you can see what it did, somehow what happened to ska in my mind became Where To Next on our CD.
So. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Very nice. Nice segue between the two. Where to next?
Where to next?
And, where to next? Whilst we're off listening, you were telling about what happened to one of your songs. That was quite interesting.
It's one of our claims. Well, I'd like to say we have lots of claims to fame, but I'll say this is a claim to fame. We were chatting actually about the internet and how it's got pluses and minuses for independent musicians. It gives us a chance to have a lot of exposure, but at the same time, there's so much stuff out there. How do you sort through it all? But a couple years back, I came back to the studio and there was a phone message, and the fellow said, "Hi, this is NBC, and we want to use your Sleepy Maggie for a TV show." And so, of course, I'm thinking, this is crazy. You know, I even had G-Dub come and listen to it. It's like, nah, this can't. Well, I called the fellow, and sure enough, what had happened is Paul Haggis, the movie director, Paul Haggis, who's done Crash and, several... He had heard it and used it in the pilot of a TV show called The Black Donnellys, which was about some young New York Irish men in, obviously New York City, Hell's Kitchen. And we were in the pilot, and you could tell when we finally got to see it that they had actually cut the scene to our tune, which was very interesting. There wasn't going to be another song that they could use there, right?
Yeah.
So, of course,
it used 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Almost 3 minutes of it.
It was amazing, actually.
Blum the old 11-second limit thing.
No, and we had a better placement than Van Morrison. You know, and I love Van, so that's not. But he was on the jukebox, which is a different. That's called a situation or an incident. Whereas we were underscoring, so you've got underscoring. Actually, even more the opening titles and the end titles. Those are nice places to have your music. And the next best is underscoring a scene, and that's where we were. And then you have this this thing where it's on TV or someone's walking by and they can hear it on the radio. That's a lesser. But anyway, yes, so we had the tune is called Sleepy Maggie, and you can download it for free on our website, themadmaggies.com. Just go over. I think there's a link that says free MP3s so you don't get lost. That's easy to find. So when it aired, we had 10 million pairs of ears hearing our tune. So that was quite it was a nice shot in the arm, so to speak. Yeah. So...
That's nice. Yeah,
it was nice, but onward and upward, because then you have your moments and you just keep going. You can't.
You do a lot of gigs around around the Bay Area. Do you go further afield?
We've gone. Let's see. As far as we've gone is Austin, but we're hoping to as usual keep going. Keep expanding out. We've been playing. We play all over the place. We've played in Ukiah, Mendocino County, East Bay. Yeah, all over. Lots of places have us back, which is a good sign. In fact, most every place we've ever played has asked us back. So that's okay.
Even Cal's Radio has.
Yes. Even there you go. So we must be doing something right. And we have actually a nice steady fan base, and we're a little unusual, right? So we're for people who like a little bit different stuff, So what we're going to do in a couple minutes is we're going to play the other inspiration besides all these. I get very interested in what's going the sort of klezmer, Eastern European, that kind of energy. There were pirates on the Black Sea, of course. There still are pirates on the Black Sea.
There still
it's
is.
It's a huge body of water. It's not we won't go there, but how it's not to romanticize it at all. But anyway, so in there, we play a tune called Magdalena's Revenge, which is klezmer, Eastern European inspired, I'd say. So let's go.
Maggie Martin original.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey!
Magdalena's revenge.
Magdalena's revenge. We were vocalizing the rise and the fall of the clarinet and the tuba there. But. Great. Oh, so there. Okay. If you, what we could do is saying that on the klezmer. I brought along one that is really, really fun.
Yeah.
This Satagora Hot Dub by Chantel. It's number 11 on that that one. Really fun. Also, just what can happen. It's got accordion in it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, Sagadura Hot Dub. I see it.
Yes, and it's kind of, it's a klezmer inspired, but it's a dub, you see. So this is what's fun, is you're taking, again, why not mix it all up, you know?
Like a G-dub.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, when were you dubbed that?
It's actually my initials, so when you say, instead of saying G.W., I wanted to avoid
that. Oh, yeah.
They called, people call me G.W.
His last name is Vium.
It stuck.
Vium. And people get that mixed up, so.
G.W. is easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it. It's current. Or current.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, current. One must remain hip.
We listen to Maggie Martin of the Mad Maggies and G-Dub by her side here playing fabulous guitar and accordion.
Which we like.
It's fabulous. Now, let everyone know what your website is and things, ways to contact you.
Yes, okay. Well, it's, themadmaggies.com. So that's easy. You have to put the in. So it's themadmaggies.com. And we have a real easy to sign up for our emailing list. It's right on the right side. You can find us, our music there. You can also find it easily on iTunes and CD Baby. We have a lot, which I love CD Baby. I'll have to say, well, iTunes is pretty good, but CD Baby gives you a really nice long listen. And so I would say iTunes, CD Babies, our website, madmags@themadmaggies.com is my email address. You can Skype me at Squeeze and Diva. let's see. The good thing I'd like to take you, please do go to the site and download some of those free MP3s, because the music doesn't do any good just sitting there by itself. It needs ears to listen to it. So you be my guest, please. And here's what we should do, Arnold, is that why I'm here, besides just enjoying it, is because I'm an accordion babe, and we've I'm Miss October for this year, 2010, but we've already got the 2011 accordion babes calendar, and I'm happy to say that I believe I missed July in that one, but it's another fabulous. You've got actually 14 accordion babes. There's a cover girl and the 12 months, but one of the months you get a double babe on the on the thing, and it's just another great. To describe what the calendar is, you've got actual accordion playing women who are posing in kind of sweet pinup, pinup inspired poses. And there's a compilation CD with it, which with a cut from each of the babe. So you get it's like a sampler, which is really fun. Mm-hmm. You get something great for your music loving friends, and it's kind of kitschy, campy, pinup, and accordion lovers. So. Please, you can buy it at our site, themadmaggies.com. You just go to our store. We have it there. You can also check it out at accordionpinupcalendar.com. That's pretty easy, accordionpinupcalendar.com. And please check us out. There's lots and lots of the women are local, and you'll find us all over the place playing. Let's see. Actually, this year we have someone, the 2011, we have actually someone from France, L.A. But, it's a nice range of women, all kinds of different music. So, yeah.
Yeah, it is really, really worth it. Just the music alone is worth it.
I mean, and then you get a calendar too.
Yeah.
You can use a calendar. Right? But, so that's... I want to thank Arnold, because he's had every babe this year, just about every babe mm-hmm. for every month has been able to come and talk and share her music, and that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, they've been fabulous.
Yeah. Really. Women in music, yes.
Yeah, and in fact, the person who is on the front of the 2011 Accordion Babe, Roxanne Roxanne Oliva.
Yes.
She's going to be appearing with her group, Sweet Penny Royals, next Friday here in town at the Herb Store Annex. They're going to be playing at 7 o'clock, so it'll be clashing with my show, but I advise people to go there and see a fabulous show.
Yeah, no, Roxanne, yeah, she's a great player. You're going to definitely something to catch. I'm trying to think. Yeah, and you just had a wonderful event last week. So you had an Accordion Babes thing. I'm trying to think if there's I know. There's one. I'll do a shout out here, too. If you know, in Sebastopol, there's a club called Aubergine and Aubergine After Dark. And there's going to be an Accordion Babes review there December 11th.
Ooh.
So that's something that I'd ask you to pencil in. One, it'll be this wonderful local fun array. I think there's going to be about five. And the Mad Maggies are going to be there. So
the whole band,
which is the experience. Wow. Really, that's the experience
with tuba.
Yes, with tuba. Tuba's always there. Aubergine in Sebastopol, December 11th. So I would say,
please. Who else is going to be appearing? What other babes?
Let's see now. Roxanne's going to be with a little different configuration. I don't know which band it is, but Roxanne's going to be there. And Tara Linda's going to be there. Another, and Yeti, I think she's the one from France. She's going to be there. And there's one more, and I'm going to forget now. I should have written it down, but... maybe Selene, I'm thinking. You know, that's that information will be on our website shortly. And it's at the Aubergine, but they just call it an Accordion Babies review. So, But it's a little bit out. We've got a couple months, but...
Yeah. Oh, I strongly recommend everyone to go there because it is a treat.
Yeah, a treat, and it's local fun, you know. It's here, you know. You don't have to...
Yeah, last week the review the Accordion Babes did in San Francisco for me there, it was at the very end. I didn't know they were going to do it, but all five of them actually got together on the stage and played together. And it was just stupendous.
Oh, that's so great. Good, yeah. Good. I want it. Well, we'll find out how that went.
Yeah. it was recorded, so we'll be able to hear it.
Yes. And that would have been nice. So here, I was going to say, you wanted to give those wonderful listeners that taste of that. You want to give them that Klezmer Dub number 11 on there?
Oh yes,
just for fun,
right up here.
This is Chantel. Just to hear what someone else has done with accordion, klezmer, and dub.
Okay.
This is Chantel alongside the Amsterdam Klezmer Band in a Bukovina Club style. И мы решили, что никто нас не заметит. Познакомили в саду Эдемова, ставила кухола, чики кремова. И глаза твои, и присады светят. И мы решили, что никто нас не заметит.
That's so fun. Ты меня целуешь до забвения. Я не забуду это чудное мгновение. Ты обняв меня, объединила бы губами цель опять граната слов. Ты меня целуешь до забвения. Я не забуду это чудное мгновение. Родится я в рубашке, рубашка эта не для глажки. След простыл, покрылся серой пылью. И не родился я, чтоб сказку сделать былью. Хоть родился я в рубашке, рубашка эта не для глажки. След простыл, покрылся серой пылью. И не родился я, чтоб сказку сделать былью.
And that was, let's see, Sadagora Hot Dub?
Yes,
no, yeah.
By Chantel.
Chantel Remix, Gypsy Groove, Amsterdam Klezmer Band.
Yes, just to say what you can, they're all, anything's possible. You can take your music and do all kinds of things with it, even if it's old school klezmer clarinet. And we just found out Roxanne called in, which was good. So to fill in the gap on the Aubergine gig that we're pushing, it, that you all ought to come to on December 11th, is the other band that I was forgetting is Emchi and Vagabondage, and they're great.
Yeah.
And Rox is going to be there with her dance band. The name is coming, but it's Roxanne and a nice raucous dance band. So that's going to be a nice night, December 11th.
Well, we got the Mad Maggies. It should be the raucous Roxes.
Yeah, you're already in trouble right there. Right? Yes. There you go. No, it's just, live music. There's nothing like it, huh?
Yep.
So we were thinking we're going to play one more song live, and this is a song, it's called The High Seas Lament. We're back to the high seas again, but this is, I'd like to sing this for my sister Nancy. We usually sing it for those that have taken that voyage that we all take eventually, and she left a little bit early, but here we go. So this is The High Seas Lament. If I could live my life at sea, I'd spend my days in mutiny, rising up whene'er I pleased. No land or lord could hinder me as I made way across the seas, free from tyranny and toil. I'd cast away both church and crown, I'd let their lies and finery drown. The thieves have cost this world its peace, but the ways of men are wearisome. Too many heed the pipe and drum, and war on for the rich and royal. Away, away, away she goes. From view, the sooty sky slowly clears to blue. I search
search for treasures buried deep beneath the waves of restless sleep. I plunder every hope I find, and when my spirit fills with ease, I'll know I've won my liberty. If I could live my life at sea, away, away, away she goes, away, away, far from these woes, a salty mist stretches wide ahead. Very much.
The High Seas Lament.
Yes. Oh, that was just lovely. Beautiful. Just, there's so much expression in an accordion. That's the thing.
I think it's because it breathes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just lovely.
Thank you so much. Yes. Well, thank you for having us. So we've got a couple minutes, huh?
Yeah. Hey.
Okay. Well, hey, I say raw for accordions, raw for accordion babes, raw for KOWS.
And, give out your website again.
Oh, we're the Mad Maggies at themadmaggies.com. And you can also find out more about the calendars there and also at accordionpinupcalendar.com. So, yes, check us out. There's shows all around. They're going to be all the way through the next year. Lots and lots of accordion babe action. You want to catch it.
And you've got a gig coming up?
Yes, actually. Oh, of course. Jeez, thank you, Arnold. If you're down around Alameda on this Sunday, there's a great place called Speisekammer. It's a wonderful German-style restaurant. They have excellent food. Perfect German beer, wonderful German beer. And we've played there several times, but they have an Oktoberfest, and we're playing the last day of their Oktoberfest. It's kid-friendly, jumpy house, that kind of thing, you know. So you can come have a couple pints, have your kids there, and we'll be playing from 4 to 6. So we'll be playing two sets there, and that's a very nice, casual chance to see the Mad Maggies.
Oh, fabulous.
Thank
great.
You.
Oh, I really appreciate you and J-Dub coming into the studio and giving us such a wonderful treat of some fabulous live music.
There you go. Thank you. Well, it's fun. I keep getting it.
Thank you very much. It was fun. We had a good time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you listen to Cows Radio, 107.3 FM, and coming to you from beautiful downtown Occidental. Exactly. We were talking about ska, and Maggie has got on her latest CD. It's called Flashbacks.
Mad Maggie's play vintage hits.
Exactly, and some great stuff. A nice variety as well. And so you got some ska, and give him a great big kiss. You got some great, some of that great New York pop stuff. It's mm-hmm. fabulous. So let's do some Rudy. Yes, time has beaten us, and it is the end of Tommy's Holiday Camp for another week. And Miss Annie is in the studio for a soul and R&B show. And Dread Ted was drawn into the studio inexorably. He heard Scar. He had to come like a bee to honey. So thank you for listening to Maggie Martin and G-Dub of the Mad Maggies. What a fabulous treat to have wonderful live music in the house. That was fabulous. Thank you so much. Support your local accordion players. So Miss Anne is coming right up. So it's Cows Radio 107.3 FM coming to you from gorgeous downtown Occidental.